Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God we will meditate upon is written in Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, and we read there as follows. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I'm in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. This is the word of the Lord. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, it is good to be with you fellow Christians north of the Red River. Every time in Texas when I go to preach at a church, it used to be that one of my relatives would say to me, I wonder which long-lost relative you're going to meet this weekend whom you've never met before. Well, yesterday, when I went to the LWML convention here in Oklahoma City, I met one of those long-lost relatives whom I'd never met before. But I haven't found any long-lost relatives here in this group except I think I'm related to all of y'all. Why do I say that? Because this morning I saw your baptismal font. And even the young lady that was baptized this morning, I'm related to her because we're now heirs of eternal life and salvation. All of us together. Members of the family of God. The greatest family of all. Just think of it this way. The person seated behind you, a brother or sister in Christ, isn't it? This person seated in front of you, a brother or sister in Christ, and now we get real close to home. The person you're seated next to, a brother or sister in Christ. Members of the family of God, members of the greatest family of all. Because of the wonderful sacrament of holy baptism by which we are made heirs of eternal life, and the doors of heaven were opened through that sacrament to each of us. The doors of heaven were given open to us so we could spend eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in heaven forever. Now, this morning I want to say that there was a time when we had some families in the world who perhaps were not aware of this. And I'm thinking this morning particularly of some of those who were behind the Iron Curtain. For 70 years they lived under the reign of communism. For 70 years atheism reigned in their particular country. They did not have the opportunity to gather together with the members of the family of God like we are in our worship service here today. But then suddenly it happened, didn't it? That the Iron Curtain came down. I don't know how many of us thought it would happen in our lifetime, but it did, didn't we? And why? Because this congregation, along with other congregations, other members of the family of God throughout the world, prayed that those doors would come down, and they came down. And when they came down, discoveries were made. A discovery was made that there were no good Lutheran books available for the people to read in their own language, that God had opened the doors of heaven for them. That was not available for them. Somehow the books had disappeared and no one had provided them. And so there became a sudden need for these books. And that's when Lutheran Heritage Foundation came into existence in 1992 for the express purpose of translating Lutheran books into the languages of the various people so they could read in their very own language that the families of God had the doors of heaven open to them through the risen Lord and risen Savior. And Lutheran Heritage Foundation first started with the Soviet bloc countries, and then other countries came in and they said, me too. We want to know too. We want to have books in our language. We'd like to read it also. And so at the present time, over 80 different languages have received the gift of translations by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, in which they could know that the doors of heaven had been opened to them, and now they could worship their Lord and their Savior with their fellow members of the family. I want to say this about worshiping together. I think this morning of a worship service particularly that it took place in Texas some years ago. There was a young boy that kind of on Sunday morning, about 5 or 6 years old, nearly every Sunday morning, he could kind of create a little bit of a disturbance in church. And anyway, one Sunday morning, right in the middle of the pastor's sermon, as the father was leading him out of church, this boy cried out as loud as he could, "Help, help, help, somebody please help me." Nobody helped him. Well, this morning, right here in this family of God, in this house of worship, there were over 100 people that cried out for help. Did you hear them? You were part of them. Because you cried out and says, "Have mercy upon us." Well, remember that in the confession this morning? Anybody help us? Your pastor came to our rescue, and he announced the best news we're going to ever hear this side of heaven. He said to us, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I forgive you all your sins." Remember those words. Those are the most beautiful words you're ever going to hear this side of heaven. And it was worthwhile coming here, even though it's been raining all morning, to come out in that rain and to hear that message. And it's worthwhile coming back again next Sunday, because he'll do the same thing again, I'm sure, to give you that wonderful message to tell you that your sins are forgiven, the doors of heaven are open. Now that's the message that the people in the Soviet bloc countries and the other countries have wanted and have desired. They were anxious to receive it. The problem was, books weren't available, but Lutheran Heritage Foundation, through your support, has brought that message and made it available to those people. Yes, you have supported this with your financial gifts in the past, and today you have that opportunity to do it once more with a special offering envelope that is attached to this brochure like this. If you want to use it and think that's the way to do mission work, do it. If you don't think it's the way, do mission work in some way. In some way, do mission work, because people have to have that message. If they're going to enter into the courts of heaven, they need to know that the doors of heaven are open for them. Then there's something else you can do. You can pray for the translators, that they may find the right word. It's not easy translating things from one language to another. And St. Paul said in our text this morning, "Brethren, pray for us that I may make the word of God clearly known." And a good translation is something whereby people can easily know the message of God for them, that the doors of heaven have been opened for them. So pray for them. And these books are vital. This morning, if I would have gotten into this pulpit and began speaking to you like the pastors of old, and probably it may have happened in this church, I don't know how old Trinity Lutheran Church is, but if it was here before the early 20s, I'm sure some of you may have been confirmed in German, and you'd have heard a sermon here, "Jesus Christus hat für uns Sünde auf dem Kreuz gestorben, alle das Glauben an ihn werden zu Himmel gehen." Got all of that, didn't you? I'm sure you did. That's why the translation is necessary, and to make it clearly known. Now, there's something else you can do. pray for your pastor and vicar. Not that they're bad preachers, but that they may even be better preachers. I need it every week. They need it every week. Pray for them that they may, in their sermon preparation and Bible preparation, make the Word of God clearly known. That's a challenge each week. And dearly beloved, you can be a part of it, and you can help them overcome that challenge by praying for them and including them. One of the most successful preachers in America a number of years ago was asked by people once, "Why is it that your church is full every Sunday?" He said, "Well, it's like this." He says, "It's the members of the congregation. They help out each week." And he says, "What do you mean?" "Well, those members pray for me every week. Every week." So, you have a challenge here before the Lord to be a part of better sermons and better Bible classes. And if you include me, you have a bigger challenge yet. Because I'm probably not the best preacher at all. But I will say this, I need all the help I can get. And every proclaimer of God's Word needs all the help they can get. Pray for them. Now there's something else you can do. Pray for the readers of the books. Folks, that's very important. Because, as I told the people in the early service in Conroe, Texas, close to Houston, close to where your pastor vicared, we had a member of our church who said that he'd found a cure for insomnia. And someone asked him, "Well, what is the cure?" And he says, "Well," he says, "if I can't sleep at night, so I get up and I start reading the Bible." He says, "I know as soon as I start reading the Bible, the devil is going to put me to sleep. Because the devil doesn't want me to read the Bible." Well, the devil doesn't want people to read and believe the books translated by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Because they just might believe that Jesus is their Savior and He's lost those souls. He doesn't want to lose. He's a hard loser. So pray for the readers that they might believe the wonderful truth that the doors of heaven are open for them through Jesus. Well, folks, that's about all for today, isn't it? I want to say, let's get busy and let's pray for the support of the kingdom of God. Let's pray for those who translate Lutheran books. Let's pray for those who read Lutheran books. And let's pray for our pastors and proclaimers of the word. God bless us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God, which exceeds all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.